Cougars are hard to track, but sightings of them are on the rise in Northeast Washington State. That's according to one researcher who is working to ensure that cougars avoid people, pets, and livestock. His tools, dogs, and podcasts. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has the story.
Those hounds you hear are about a quarter of a mile away, but their baying echoes throughout the hills near the reservation of the Kalispell tribe. Whisper, Tipsy, and Boone are on the scent of a cougar.
So we should hear the dogs coming, as if on cue.
Come here, girls.
Bart George is the wildlife program manager for the Kalispell tribe. He calls this part of Northeast Washington State a cougar hotspot.
We're seeing more depredations, more pets and small livestock, particularly goats and llamas and things like that being killed.
The tribe wanted to find a way to calm things down. George says the tribe is also unhappy that after a cougar kills a pet or livestock, the state discards the animal's carcass. The tribe hunts cougars using the meat, bones, and hide.
We don't want to see cats be wasted that way. It's a kind of a disrespectful thing to happen to such a charismatic species.
So George is trying to reinforce the big cat's instinct to stay away from nearby neighbors and their property by making them wary of human stimuli. He's hazing the cougars so they have a negative association with people.
We're really teaching them to be wary of humans.
George collars the cougars and attaches an additional Garmin tracker. That transmits location data every 2 seconds after he remotely turns on the device.
Here she is, right above us.
Right now, George is tracking an 85-pound cougar on a hillside. The team collared her about a week before.
I don't want to walk straight up at her. I'd rather walk at her laterally on a side hill, just to let her move in a more natural way.
First, George will use Bluetooth speakers to play a hunting podcast called The Meat Eater at 80 decibels.
So I'll turn this radio on when I get to 400 yards.
He hopes loud voices will cause the cat to run. George monitors the cougar's location the whole hike.
446 yards from her.
As soon as the cougar takes off, he'll wait to see how far she'll travel. He counts down the distance as we keep hiking closer. 400 yards.
This is the Meat Eater podcast.
250 yards, 218 yards. We keep our eyes peeled. Podcast host Steve Ranella's voice drones on.
And the rule here is it has to have three on one side.
Yeah. 39 yards, we stop. This cougar isn't quite sure what to do. Then she starts moving, and the hound handlers release their dogs. Their howls grow more frantic as the chase picks up. These dogs finally trap the cougar. They circle the base of the tree she's climbed. The cougar peers down from 50 feet up in the branches. George will haze this cougar about once a week for a month. His research isn't finished, but he says so far, the cats are fleeing farther from the sound of the podcast each time they're hazed.
By the end of the project, when they hear us, they're basically twice as far away and they're running. So that's what we want to see.
But there are some skeptics of George's tactics. Rosemary Sciano is a wildlife biologist who often works with the Mountain Lion Foundation. She says the hazing won't change cougar behavior if the cats aren't hazed at the moment they're causing problems.
They're out about on the land on part of their home range, and they're not actually tied to, say, a depredation incident. I don't think that's healthy for the mountain lions, and I don't think that ultimately will have the effect that they're trying to gain.
The Humane Society of the United States says using hounds to track and trap cougars can unduly stress the cats. The advocacy group also worries that cougars and hounds could be injured or killed during these chases. George says people in this part of northeastern Washington are nervous about cougars. He says they need to learn how to better protect their livestock and pets, something he tries to teach. As the team treed this cougar, four neighbors heard the dogs baying and came over to see what had happened.
Come on over if you want to see this cat.
They were waiting.
Yeah, we got a cougar treed. Come on over and take a look if you'd like.
One neighbor carried a gun.
Do you think she'll hang around here? Stay?
Yep, she'll make a living here. As long as she behaves, that's what you want.
As long as she
though.
Behaves, that's
no matter
fine.
What, no matter what, you're going to have a cat here, so hopefully it's a good one. You know?
I figured we had cats. I just don't want another one on my porch.
All right.
Driving to his next location to track another cougar, George says people have made it easy for cougars to be tempted by livestock, by pets.
We've created this situation where the deer live down in the valleys and the cougars don't have a choice but to come down to the valleys where the people are to hunt. So now we just have to figure out how to coexist to some degree.
How exactly to do that is still a big question. For Here and Now, I'm Courtney Flatt.